Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for our weekly chat with infectious disease specialist, Dr. Eileen Marty. I hope you're going to get a little Thanksgiving holiday break from all of the work that you do all the time, Dr. Marty.
Well, a few less meetings, so that part's good.
Well, we're cautiously optimistic around here. Put this in perspective for us. Illinois reported 9,469 more coronavirus cases and 125 deaths as of yesterday. But the positivity rate over the last week is now 10.4%, and that's the lowest since November 7th. Does that mean we are past the worst of our current spike here?
As a nation?
Here in Illinois, with the positivity rate being down.
It means that the measures that you've put into effect are finally coming to some level of fruition. So, yes, as long as everybody keeps it up, you're going to start to see, you know, that things will start to get better. But, yes, it really always depends on people's behavior, Bob, and whether people follow the public health guidelines until such time as we have that nice, safe, and effective vaccine.
Yeah, and then we had reports this morning from O'Hare and Midway. Those airports are jammed. That's great cause for concern, isn't it?
It is, and you won't necessarily see the effects of that for another 2 weeks hence. So that's when, you know, you may see like a dip because people have been behaving, and then, you know, people got up, you know, up close and personal from multiple households. You'll see a rise again.
There was a late word yesterday from the CDC that they're considering shortening the coronavirus quarantine period from 14 days to 7 or 10. Talk about this. What does this mean, and what are they going to do?
So they've done a series of studies to try and figure out, and most of them were contact tracing type of studies, as well as some additional laboratory studies, but mostly it had to do with contact tracing studies revealing that after 7 days, many people were no longer shedding high enough levels of virus to contaminate other people. So so they wanted to go ahead and shorten the amount of time that people could be placed in quarantine. I'm not a big fan of the idea, Bob. I think better safe than sorry. Once in a couple more days at home, if it's not a horrible burden on your family, and if you can work from home, because quarantine, remember, is for people who are not physically ill. Those are the contacts, not the if you have a positive tests for COVID, you're not in quarantine, you're in isolation.
We're still getting a lot of questions about people who have had the virus and whether they can get it again. Do we know anything more about this now?
Actually, there was another study just recently showing once again, that indeed there's a re-positive rate of around, the second study was about 18, but the first study was about 17. So 17 to 18% of people are re-positiving who 6 or more weeks prior had the COVID-19. Now, again, those re-positives don't necessarily mean that they're reinfected, but it probably does.
Huh, I don't understand that. It doesn't mean they're reinfected. You mean they have the virus?
Right. So the re-positive cases are testing positive because there's virus in their system. But what's not proven by doing that is whether those re-positives are from a new virus. There are several hundred cases now documented in the world that of re-positives who turned out to be a new virus. But in order to make that documentation, You have to have the original virus. You have to sequence the original virus. You have to then take the second repositive and sequence that as well. And we don't standardly do that. And many labs, after you get your positive test, throw away your sample, so there's no way to sequence the lab, sequence the virus and figure out what it was, you know, what the difference or not difference is with the second time that you repositive.
Would they still be contagious?
Yes, actually, many of them are very contagious, and some of the repositives are more ill than they were the first time, and some of the repositives have absolutely no symptoms, but by looking at their CT values, we can tell that they have very, very high viral loads, and therefore they could be contagious to others.
We have a lot of texts and emails, questions for you, and many along the lines of this one from John. We have two teenage granddaughters who have been at college. Both have tested positive for COVID-19 about 6 weeks ago. Both had mild cases. No further tests. They are coming home soon. My wife and I are in our 70s. Can we see them if we all wear masks? Can we have a meal with them? What do you think?
I think that, you know, look, it's always a matter of percents and risk, right? The highest chance is that they're not infected, right? Because most people who have had it, right, the vast majority do not test repositive within 6 weeks, right? There's, again, it's 17 to 18% that might. They'd have to, it depends on what their behavior has been. But the reality is you can definitely get together with them. Just try and keep the 6 foot distance. Go ahead and wear the mask. If you want to have dinner with them, seat them very far away from you, right? Because obviously you're going to have to remove your mask and to eat. And if possible, do it in a very well ventilated space, ideally outdoors. But I know in Chicago it's a bit cold, so you might not want to do that. You know, the recommendation is to have windows open with enough ventilation going through. So as to reduce that risk.
Well, it's going to be 50 and sunny tomorrow afternoon, so we can get out a little bit. Dr. Eileen Marty, professor at Florida International University, as always, we're thankful for your advice here and information every Wednesday morning, and hope you have a good holiday, Dr. Marty.
You too. It's always a pleasure, Bob.